Law 12, Cautions. The aim of this page is to learn about Law 12, Cautions. Introduction. Referees must carry out their duties in respect of breaches of the laws. The Football Association will always support referees in any steps they may take to stamp out violent and unsporting conduct. Referees always have the best interests of the game at heart and cannot be blamed for the bad behavior of players. Players should therefore be reminded that acts of misconduct and displays of bad temper towards referees will not and should not be tolerated. The laws of the game cannot in themselves bring about an exemplary code of behavior that is so often referred to as the spirit of the game. Referees, and more particularly players, have a responsibility in maintaining the great historical tradition of football. Teams always wish to win at all costs, but true sportsmen can find small satisfaction in a victory won by unfair means. The spirit of the law must be observed as well as the letter of the law. Once a player has been cautioned, it is mandatory for referees in England to send the disciplinary caution report to the appropriate authority within 2 days, Sunday excluded. Only a player or substitute or substituted player may be shown the red or yellow card. Red or yellow cards should not be shown to team officials, managers, coaches, or spectators, etc. Restarts after misconduct. If play is stopped solely to deal with the misconduct when no foul has been committed by a player on the field of play, the proper restart is an indirect free kick taken from the location of the misconduct. If play is stopped solely to deal with misconduct committed by a substitute for misconduct committed off the field of play or by team officials who fail to conduct themselves in a responsible manner, the restart is a dropped ball taken from where the ball was when play was stopped. Any restart due to penal offenses committed whilst the ball is in play will be the award of a direct free kick or penalty. If misconduct occurs whilst the ball is out of play, the restart is determined by the original reason for the stoppage, for instance, a goal kick or throw-in. If play is stopped by the referee to administer a caution or a sending off, the game must be restarted from where the offense occurred and not from where play was taking place at the time of the incident.